Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Protests in Israel. These demonstrators in Tel Aviv not happy with Benjamin Netanyahu's prosecution of the Israel-Hamas war. They're calling for new elections. And in London, Zayden Ahmad was among thousands marching and calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
I struggle to sleep at night. I can't believe that our governments are as complicit as they are in this devastation.
The first aid shipment to Gaza setting sail today from Cyprus, a coalition of countries backing President Biden's plan for a temporary pier for ships to dock. The president and former President Trump holding dueling rallies today in Georgia. The state seen as crucial for both sides in this year's election. There will not be a government shutdown after the Senate passed a $460 billion package of spending bills and the president signed them. Another group of six bills must be approved before March 22nd. This is ABC News. New plane problems as an expected record number of spring break travelers take off. A United jet skid off the taxiway while landing in Houston Friday. Another United flight on Friday in Los Angeles, originally flying from San Francisco to Mexico City, forced to make an emergency landing at LAX after hydraulic failure. ABC's Gio Benitez covers transportation.
United saying, we take every safety event seriously and will investigate each of the incidents that occurred this week to understand what happened and learn from them. Despite safety concerns among travelers, experts say incidents like these are still rare.
A former U.S. ally is now a convicted drug trafficker. Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez convicted Friday in Manhattan. Federal prosecutors say that he received millions of dollars to protect gun traffickers who imported tons of cocaine into the U.S. over the last two decades. Second case of measles reported in the Chicago area in the span of 24 hours. This one in a migrant shelter. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair, foreign and domestic car and truck repair service. Well, the forecast for tonight calls for clear and frosty, a low of 21. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 50. Right now, west winds are at 6 miles per hour, and it is 41 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Daylight saving time begins the second Sunday of March each year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that daylight saving time begins tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock. When daylight saving time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but we'll gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning tomorrow. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 o'clock in the morning, but many change their clocks before going to bed, so you don't forget, you may wish to set your clocks 1 hour ahead tonight. Daylight saving time will run through Sunday, November 3rd. With the beginning of daylight saving time, everyone is encouraged to use this opportunity to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans. The Wisconsin State Patrol encourages drivers to check over vehicles to ensure equipment and lights are working properly this season. When daylight saving time begins in March, we spring ahead and get more daylight hours. This time of year also brings changing weather conditions, so it's important to remember the correct use of headlights. State law requires drivers to use headlights during hours of darkness and all other times when there is insufficient natural light to clearly see a person or vehicle 500 feet away. In adverse weather conditions such as fog, rain, or snow that limit visibilities. These rules are in place to help everyone stay safe on the roads. According to Superintendent Tim Carnahan, the more we use our lights, the better we can see what is ahead. Many vehicles have automatic light settings, but those are not always reliable, so drivers should manually turn on the lights at dusk and in adverse weather. View the March Law of the Month video and news release on the DOT website at Wisconsin.dot.gov. Enjoy a free movie and celebrate 5 years of progress with the Farmer Angel Network at a reception and free viewing of The S Word. Farmer Angel Network, known as FAN, was started by a few Loganville and Reedsburg community members after a local farmer died by suicide. They came together not only to comfort their neighbors, family, and friends, but also to do something to avoid this ever happening again. FAN will recognize its progress in reducing mental health stigma and struggles with this free community event Sunday, March 17th from 1 until 3 at Reedsburg's Cal Center. The event will include a reception with light food and drinks, a program, exhibits, and a free viewing of the film. The S Word takes an intimate look at the lives of survivors of suicide and their loved ones and records their candid and profoundly emotional stories of hope and survival. A suicide attempt survivor documents the stories of fellow survivors, their courage, insight, and humor. This is a suicide project focusing on life. Registration for the Farmer Angel Network celebration is preferred by March 10th, tomorrow at farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. John Nichols will speak at the Phoenix Center tomorrow night at 6:30. Nichols, a journalist, author, and pundit, is the national correspondent for The Nation, associate editor of the Capital Times, and editor of the New York Times bestseller, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism by Bernie Sanders. A pizza dinner will begin at 5 with a $10 donation. The speech at 6:30 is free and open to the public. The event is sponsored by the Richland County Democrats. The Catholic Archbishop of Milwaukee is moving closer to retirement. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee announced Thursday that Archbishop Jerome Listecki will sign and send his retirement letter to the Vatican next week. Tuesday, Listecki will turn 75, which is the age that all Catholic bishops are required to submit their resignation. However, the acceptance of the resignation by the Pope is often delayed until a successor for that bishop is chosen. Listecki, who is a Chicago native, was installed as Milwaukee's 11th Archbishop in 2010. He previously served as the Bishop of the Diocese of La Crosse from 2005 until he became Milwaukee's Archbishop. The 35th World Cheese Championship contest wrapped on Thursday in Madison. Of the over 3,300 entries from around the globe, the world champion cheese winner was Mountain Dairy Fritzhaus from Switzerland. Cheesemakers from the Netherlands and Pennsylvania came in second and third, respectively. Two cheeses from Wisconsin made the top 20 in the competition, the aged cheddar midget from Henning's Cheese in Kiel and the cello artisan copper kettle parmesan from Lake County Dairy in Turtle Lake. The event hosted by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association will next happen in 2026. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce announced Friday that a new round of Wisconsin Fast Forward grants is available to help prepare students for high-demand careers. Up to $504,894 in grant funds are available to Wisconsin school districts through the expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. The funds support projects to train students to use advanced manufacturing tools and equipment. Award amounts will range from $5,000 to $50,000. And will be available for school districts to ready high school students in technical fields to ensure Wisconsin has a skilled workforce for the future. As industries in Wisconsin continue to advance and grow, there's a critical need to assure that we have a prepared workforce with the skills to meet future needs. DWD Secretary Amy Pacek said these technical education equipment grants connect students with opportunities to learn to use manufacturing equipment that prepares them for in-demand careers. These grants reimburse school districts for the costs of purchasing and installing technical education equipment used in vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing fields. Funds also cover the costs for equipment operation software and instructional materials. Grants support technical education and reduce higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Applications must be sent by 3 p.m. Tuesday, April 16th. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward Program website at wisconsinfastforward.com. Too many people are dying on Wisconsin roadways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reinforcing its commitment to safety this month by joining 160 organizations in the National Allies in Action campaign. They're working to eliminate crash industries and also fatalities as well. They're expanding the Safety First initiative to enhance knowledge of safety-related best practices. Wisconsin DOT is also developing new education opportunities to inform and collaborate with the public to encourage safer habits among all road users. These major safety campaigns include Zero in Wisconsin, Buckle Up, Phone Down, Control Your Drive, and Click It or Ticket. The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-79-80 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Here are today's vital statistics. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday, March 3rd, at home. Funeral services will be held Monday morning at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 until 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba. Wayne E. Dush, 77, of Richland Center, died Wednesday after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A private family graveside service will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center Monday, March 18th, from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements for Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. A celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it has been a breezy day across the region, even a little chilly despite some of that sunshine. But actually, this is pretty close to normal for this time of the year. We do have quite a warming trend in sight, though, over the next several days as mild air flows in from the southwest. And we continue to see quite a bit of that strong March sunshine with high pressure in control. So temperatures will likely be a good 20, even 25 degrees above normal from Monday through Wednesday. A weak cool front will pass through the region Wednesday. Right now, looks like any rain from it probably will wait until it gets off to the southeast of us to form. However, by late Wednesday night and Thursday, a rather large low pressure area will sweep in from the southwest, and that could bring a soaking rain to our region as we head throughout Thursday. The current data suggests we could see about a half inch of rain with that system, followed by some colder temperatures once again as we get into next weekend. So tonight, look for clear skies turning frosty as temperatures cool down to 21 by late tonight. Northwest wind at 5 to 10, mostly sunny and a bit warmer tomorrow, high 49 degrees. Northwest wind close to 10. Sunday night, mainly clear, low 27. And Monday, sunny and much warmer, somewhat breezy as well, high 66. Tuesday, partly sunny and balmy, low 43. High 69. Wednesday staying warm with a mix of sun and clouds, low 38, high about 67. There is a 30% chance of some rain moving in late Wednesday nights. Thursday should be cloudy and somewhat cooler with rain likely most of the day, low 39, high 53. And next Friday, decreasing clouds and cooler, low in the mid 30s with highs around 49 degrees. We might even have highs back into the 30s as we get deeper into next weekend. Have yourself a great evening out there. Enjoy the clear skies. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
41 degrees and mostly sunny conditions. Yesterday's high was 45. We did receive 25 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation on Friday. The morning low today was 28. Record high, 68, set in 1977. Record low, 9 below zero in 1975. Last year's high was 38 and the low, 29. Sunset will happen at 6 p.m. this evening. With daylight saving time and us losing an hour of sleep tonight, that means tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 7:23. Right now, the air is calm, barometer at 29.93. That's up slightly. And with some sunshine, we're up to 41, and that's as warm as we've been today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Today at the WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament, the Division V championship was won by Albany Monticello, 57-54, in overtime. A very exciting game there. And Cuba City and Laconia locked up in a good one. Laconia wins the Division 4 state title, 47-43. Games tonight in Division 2, Pewaukee plays Notre Dame for the Division 2 title, and the Division 1 championship will be featuring Arrowhead and Nina. Today in boys basketball, sectional finals, the right to play at the state tournament, and in Division 5, a near miss for the Cashton Eagles. They lost to Columbus Catholic 80-77. Also in Division 2, Pewaukee was a winner over Stoughton 62-49. And Platteville lost a close one in Division 3, 75-71 to Lakeside Lutheran. Tonight, Randolph plays Mineral Point at Portage High School. That's a 7 o'clock start time for that boys' sectional final game. Wisconsin Platteville is competing in the Division III tournament. The NJCAA action is going on tonight. Quarterfinal action starting at 6:30. It's Wisconsin Platteville in action tonight in the college basketball postseason. The Oakland A's play the Milwaukee Brewers Friday night in the first of two exhibitions at Las Vegas Ballpark. The A's are planning to move to Vegas in 2028. They released renderings this week of their new stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. There was a big crowd on hand today as the Brewers took on their opponent, and it was a 7-5 victory for the Mariners over Milwaukee in exhibition ball today. Other finals, the Astros over the Nationals, 9-4, Orioles 10, Braves 3, Twins 10-7 over the Yankees, Mets 9, Cardinals 3. It was also an 8-5 win for the Tigers over the Pirates, and the Blue Jays 13, the Phillies 5, 5-1 Giants over the Athletics, the Cubs beat the Rockies 5-0, and the Dodgers over the Rangers by a final of 7-1. Caitlin Clark broke the NCAA Division I record for three-pointers in a season by a woman or man, finishing with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists on a poor shooting night to lead number 4 Iowa past Penn State 95-62 in the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals. Clark missed her first 11 threes before finally connecting in the fourth quarter. It was her 163rd three-pointer of the season, surpassing Stephen Curry of Davison and Darius McGee of Liberty for the most by a D1 player. Clark finished 2 of 14 from long range and 5 of 19 overall. Black and gold Iowa fans started camping out in the Skyway outside the Target Center hours before the Hawkeyes played in the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals. There's more to the show than just Caitlin Clark, but she sure brought a big crowd again. The Big Ten Tournament sold out almost 2 weeks ago. The expected total attendance of 109,000 for the five-day event is more than double the 2023 total. The conference has been closely examining ways it can sustain the interest in its brand of women's basketball after Caitlin Clark departs. Two people with knowledge of the deal say the Cleveland Browns are getting wide receiver Jerry Eide from the Denver Broncos in exchange for a pair of 2024 draft picks. And the Eagles have agreed to terms on a one-year contract with veteran defensive end Brandon Graham, meaning the defensive end will be back for a franchise record 15th season. That's an update on sports on this Saturday. I'm Phil Nee.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price, now through the 15th, on legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it. The filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
41 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9. I'm Phil Nee. It's Retro Saturday, and coming up after these words from our sponsor, Jay's Power Center, we'll do a little backtracking. The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. It's time for the Backtracking Show. Hello again, everyone. Phil Nee with you as we go back to some sounds from the 1970s and 80s and some newsmakers during the Backtracking Show. It's our pregame show for our Saturday night retro night. We begin with a note from 1976. Elton John became the first rock star since the Beatles to be immortalized at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. Elton John was recognized and immortalized, and this song was a number one in 1975.
Give me a piece of my mind.
Backtracking on WRCO Radio with Elton John. Making news in 1976, after placing 28 songs in the top 40 of Billboard's pop chart, The Miracles made the list for the last time. When Love Machine went to the top, their run included 7 top 10 hits and 2 number ones. Love Machine was doing well for The Miracles in 1976. The Miracles on WRCO's Backtracking Show. This weekend in 1982, Billboard magazine was telling that Dick Clark had donated the podium he stood behind on the original American Bandstand to the National Museum at the Smithsonian. And in the year 2000, Eric Clapton was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the third time after receiving previous honors as a member of the Yardbirds and Cream. Clapton went in as a solo performer.
Time to learn.
Eric Clapton and his band from 1981 on the Backtracking Show.
The Earth spins on its axis 365 and a quarter times every elliptical orbit it makes around the sun. Because of that, one day had to be added to our calendar every 4 years to make the calendar work out. That's why we have February 29th every 4 years. And the Earth is suspended in space at exactly the right distance from the sun for its orbit in a rotation. If the Earth was orbiting the sun just a few degrees closer or spinning just a little bit slower, we would eventually burn up and life on Earth would cease to exist or would never have begun in the first place. If Earth was a few degrees farther away, our climate would be too cold to sustain life. When you think about all the intricacies of creation, I'm sure glad I didn't have to figure it all out, but that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Speaking of God, the psalmist writes, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" Oh, and isn't it amazing that God created the groundhog to tell us when spring is coming? Okay, friends, that's a joke, so don't go hating on me. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Temperatures will remain in the low 40s for a little while yet, but dropping pretty sharply tonight to 21. It'll be clear and frosty. Tomorrow, 49 and a bit warmer, and we could be near some records again. Coming up toward Monday, 66, Tuesday, 69, and Wednesday, 67 degrees. We have a west wind at 10 miles per hour. Right now, it is 40 degrees. The Backtracking Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there. Backtracking, WRCO.
Oh, we're back to check some more headlines from the 1970s and 80s on the Backtracking Show. The year was 1976, and former Spooky Tooth singer Gary Wright was awarded a gold record for his song Dreamweaver.
I've just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train, trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow. Thank you.
backtracking on WRCO Radio. Back to 1976, when Queen's fourth studio album, A Night at the Opera, was certified gold. It would go on to be a platinum seller in America, with worldwide sales of over 6 million copies. At the time, it was reported to be the most expensive album ever produced, and took its name from the Marx Brothers film, A Night at the Opera, which the band watched one night at the studio complex where they were recording. Queen with a great, great album. And this was one of the singles that came from that set, A Night at the Opera. You're My Best Friend. Classic from Queen here on WRCO's Backtrackin' Show, and You're My Best Friend. WRCO. Celebrity birthdays during this week and weekend in Backtrackin' history. The March 8th birthdays include Randy Meisner, who was born in 1946. Also, Mickey Dolenz was born in 1945. Mark Lindsay of the Raiders was born March 9th of 1942. So some birthdays coming up. And Tom Scholz of Boston fame. He was born in 1947. Good Backtrackin' memories tonight on WRCO Radio. Welcome back to Boston's first album.
Thank you. music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
Backtracking the pregame show for Those Were the Days, which will begin in just a little bit. We leave you with a one-hit wonder, going back to 1971, a song that was gold during this weekend. Beverly Bremers, Don't Say You Don't Remember. See if you remember. Beverly Bremers wrapping up this portion of the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Phil Lee hoping you enjoyed the little flashbacks and some of the pop culture memories. We'll be back with more Backtracking next Saturday at 5:30. here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC. Or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.